Plato says that love is the soul's unconscious movements and actions. Aristotle defines love as the besotted party's blindness to his beloved's flaws. Some say that love is a spiritual virtue. Others say that it is a kind of lunacy that everyone experiences. Diogenes considers love to be an amalgam of free will and thoughtlessness. I think people of your age are interested in the concept of love. Some others say that love is for idle and indolent people. But all philosophers agree unanimously that every being has two dimensions. One is existence, the other is essence. Existence is the source of goodness and virtue, while essence is the source of evil and imperfection. So every possible being has a propensity for spiritual virtues due to its existential dimension and abhor evil and imperfection on account of its inborn disposition. This is a concomitant of essential dimensions. Existence means refusing nihility and non-being, but in essence, being, non-being, and becoming come together. Divine wisdom deposited this innate love and natural desire into the souls of all possible beings of the world to move from imperfection to perfection and from evil to that which is good. What souls have a propensity for is good. So it's good that is in love with good. So as goodness intensifies, so does the propensity for being lover and beloved. Now I say the supreme being who runs the world is the object of love for all beings. Since he's the ultimate good, he must be the ultimate object of love as well. Since he is good, he cannot help loving good. Here, love, lover, and beloved become one, and there is no duality. Since he's the perceiver of his essence, his love must be a perfect and supreme one, as his attributes are identical to his essence.
Are you going, teacher?
Please, accept this short lecture from me for today. Hopefully, brothers, tomorrow we'll talk about another subject that's close to my heart.
God willing. We'd like to know our teacher's name.
Why would you like to know my name?
Master.
Isn't he Bu Ali Sina, the great sheikh?
I've come from a land far from here, sheikh. He's not less than Abu Alasina. Master, I'm Sheikh Orayis, Bu Ali Sina's student. I'm carrying an urgent message from him, but I'd like to relay the message to you at once and in secret.
A message from Bu Ali Sina to me?
Oh, please, Sheikh, do come with me.
All right, let's go. Goodbye.
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 Nice
Goodbye.
To see you.
What an interesting class. Quite some interesting ideas that came out of that.
Well, what's the matter?
I can't wait for the next class. Do you think they'll be back soon?
I wish I knew who he was.
You know, I wasn't too sure whether the master would agree to come with me or not. First of all, I'm delighted to be with the Sheikh, you know. It's really important and it's an amazing thing.
I don't know your name, but I owe you a favor. For a book by Abu Nazir Farabi you once sold me, I owe you a big favor. I'd studied Aristotle's metaphysics over and over again and hadn't understood what he meant. I'd prayed to God for help to understand it till God answered my prayer and I met you, selling Farabi's book for 3 dirhams. If you've come to Gorgan to take your book back, I have to say that I'm the owner of that book.
No, I haven't come for the book. But to be your student and to tell you seriously that I would never leave you alone.
What's your name?
Abu Obaid Jozajani, delivering Khabuz's regards and a message.
Hail him! What's his message? I'd like to visit with him, if I may.
The message says that you must not go see him. Now let's go to my house. Khabuz himself will come to see the Sheikh.
Why? He's the ruler here, isn't he?
His throne is in danger of collapsing. I'll tell you on the way.
Persistence is useless. Tell me, how can we find Bo Ali Sina?
You see, the Turkish Sultan's soldiers are aggressive.
We promised Sultan Mahmud to protect the lives of the vassals.
He won't spare the chief's lives, let alone that of vassals.
It's useless.
Ah. Where is Bo Ali Sina? I've heard he was living under the shadow of your protection.
As far as I know, he just lives under the shadow of his god's protection.
So you mean he's not in your palace?
You've occupied the whole palace, haven't you?
But we couldn't find him!
You can find him neither in the palace nor in Gorgon, since I've sent him a message to leave Gorgon at once. Now I'm sure he has departed this land. Yes, he came to Gorgon, but I never managed to see him.
Damn it! Damn it, Khabuz is an honest man, damn it! Now, what shall we do? Once again, we have to find some excuse for the Sultan to justify why we couldn't find him. This time, we may lose our heads for the message we deliver.
Don't worry about it. We won't lose them. We'll tell the Sultan that we're prepared Gorgon for his arrival with bated breath. We give him this news very loudly. Then we'll tell him softly that we couldn't find Bo Ali.
And tell him also that you were so insolent that you sat on the throne.
On earth saw me sit on the throne. Who saw me? You, step forward now. Not you, the other one. You, I mean, you. No, you, I mean, you. Be calm and composed. Go and sit on the throne over there. Sit down. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down! What shall we do with this deposed emir?
Kill him!
I've always been confused about how whoever sits there can issue a death sentence so easily.
You're right.
Isn't it better not to kill him, so that we can find out Sultan Mahmud's opinion about him, Your Highness?
Yes. Send him to Hanashak Castle in chains until we decide what to do with him.
Settle then, with your permission.
But we didn't come to meddle in Gorgon's affairs at all.
We never meddled in the affairs of the state. There was a power struggle among the tribes. The very chiefs of all the Zirians. They toppled Gabos from the throne and put another person on it. The new king may remain on the throne for the rest of his entire life. Who knows, he may be hanged tomorrow, for all we know. If that happens, he'll be on the throne for the rest of his life, too. But it would be better if Gabos allowed his son, Manuchehr, to ascend. We needed a temporary emir for an order. The order was issued and Gabos was forced to exile. Such an event is very common in cautionary tales. Now, as I said, we never meddle in affairs of the state.
I didn't understand what you said. But what about Bo Ali Sina? I mean,
this time he slipped through our fingers and fled. We'll catch him later. Come, let's go.
In fact, what magicians usually do is resort to things that plunge the audience into a temporary confusion, if you know what I mean. He may shake something translucent to mesmerize the crowd with its fluidity and movement. The trick works when the audience is weak-minded or people who believe in superstition and old wives' tales, like children, idiots, retarded people like that. Sometimes, to achieve his goal, the magician will even utter some unintelligible gibberish to terrify and perplex his audiences.
Mm-hmm. Qaboos was a true Muslim. What a pity.
I undertook a long journey to live in tranquility under his protection for the final stages of my life.
But you're still so youthful, Sheikh, don't you think?
Let me tell you something, Jorjazani. I'm totally exhausted with constant journeys. But it appears to me I'll always be traveling and that my fate is never to settle down. Bu Ali is never afraid of traveling, but it's time to rest. Time for me to put down my knapsack. I tell you, Jorjazani, I tell you that Bu Ali's time on this earth is short. So it is that he has to prepare himself for the very last journey. And colic vexes me every now and then.
I've heard the Sheikh has treated many patients suffering from colic.
That's quite right, but I never managed to treat my own illness. You see, I know that the key is rest if I want to get rid of my colic. But for Bu Ali, the width of life is more important than its length. What were we talking about?
You're about perplexity.
Ah, yes, Jorjazani. But science is a different matter.
Get moving.
Come here. Come here.
What are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
Why are you treating the Hakim this way? I asked you what you were doing. Why are you treating the Hakim this way?
Leave us.
Is he a thief? Or a bandit? Or an offender? Why are you tying his arms up? Let him go!
No.
Let him go! You're not allowed to do this with my companion! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!
What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing? Stop
this!
Calm down, Jorjazani.
Stop this! Come on! Come on! Come with me! Move!
Leave me alone! Quraain! Hey, Quraain! What's wrong with you? I paid you dirhams to hire your horses, didn't I? So why are you so aggressive towards the Hakim? Huh?
The Hakim? Which Hakim do you mean?
Hakim Bu Ali Sina. He's Sheikh Orayis Bu Ali Sina, the great Hakim, and I'm his student, Jorjazani.
When you joined us, you never said he was a Hakim.
Now I'm telling you.
Well, I knew it, and I know I'm sure of it. I've been respectful towards him up until now, but now, a student of Hakim, we're getting near Ray. I'm going to give him to the state. That's why I sent him to Ray yesterday. You see, I knew it for sure. All along, I knew it.
Why did you send a man to Ray?
I sent a message saying Sheikh Orisis is with us. Now they know that he's near Ray. I would have to be out of my mind to let the Hakim free with a horse to suddenly flee with him.
Corrine? Corrine? What's the subservience in Adolf?
Subservience? Subservience? Nonsense. Karan is a traitor. Whoever gives Abu Ali to them will get a 700 dinar reward. 700 dinars!
Damn you. Damn you! You betrayed my trust!
Calm down, Josajani. Don't curse him, please. 700 dinars is a big reward. If they were offering me that much money, I might have surrendered myself. But nobody entered into negotiations with me.
Oh, where is it? Here it is. I brought the portrait from the head of constables in Nesso for 10 dinars. It has been drawn, presumably, by Chinese painters. It was commissioned by Sultan Mahmud, who ordered it to be as exact as possible. I heard myself at the head of the constables, said he would reward with 700 dinars. 700 dinars in gold coins. Look at it. Look at it. It's just your picture, isn't it?
Yes. It seems to be my portrait.
I didn't give you to the head of constables because he gets drunk all the time and seemed not to keep his promise. You see, now my man has gone to Ray to sell you for 700 dinars and ask for an advance. Those Chinese painters have drawn your portrait based on what they've heard is like a mirror with you standing before it. It's totally reliable.
Chinese painters didn't draw it. It's by Abu Nasir, the Iraqi, who's a great painter. But the portrait isn't as reliable as I am, who says I'm alive and my name is Bu Ali Sina.
I was afraid you may become ill or die on the way. It would be pity since I paid 10 dinars for your portrait. We'll arrive in Ray in half a day. It's a big city with lots of people. One can easily make 700 dinars or much more. I've heard you're a mathematician. The deal's profit is 690 dinars. Karain is a real trader. You'll be very famous soon.
You're exactly right. But I'm afraid the head of constables in Nesa hasn't told you the whole truth.
You mean that you're worth even more, and he said less? You're giving yourself airs, aren't you?
You know how rich the Turks are and how reckless they are with their money. They've promised as much gold as 3 camels can carry to the one who hands in Hakim Mansur Tusi.
3 camels of gold? Who's he? Who's he?
An unknown poet.
I've never heard of him.
I see.
But everyone's heard of Sheikh Aris Buyas al-Sina. If they're prepared to give him so much gold for that man, and if you really Bu al-Sini, and you are, certainly you are, and if I look at this painting, well, it's definitely you. This painting is you, there's no doubt about it.
Sir, I'm afraid for your sake, the head of constables in Nesa may be a traitor as well.
You mean he intended to buy you for a song and sell you for a fortune?
Wasn't the head of constables a greedy man?
Yes, he certainly was. He really was. He's got greedy, sunken eyes and big and needle-sharp teeth. He's got a square chin and low brows. When he talked, his mouth was open, but his mouth was open when he wasn't talking as well. Oh, my God! Why did I send my agent to Ray before knowing the real price? I won't sell him for 700 dinars. I won't sell him for 700 dinars. I won't sell. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. 3 camels of gold coins. I won't sell him. I won't sell him. 3 camels of gold coins. 3 camels of gold coins. Oh, my God. Help me. Oh, help me. Help me. Oh, my God. Oh, no, we're not going to go to Ray. We'll go back to Gorgon. Gorganj. To Bukhara. I want to sell him to Sultan Muhammad himself. I'm Quran, the man who has the most precious, brilliant jewel in the world in his hands. Yes, he has! He has!
It's a bit late in the day to come back.
What for? It's never too late to cut your losses.
I can hear soldiers marching and horses galloping.
I can hear nothing but the silence of the plain. Nothing. Nothing.
The Lord alone knows.
Oh, God, please help me. Kneel down, sit down, sit down. Kneel down. Kneel Emir, O Emir Major Dole, Sheikh Oris Bui al Sinai is not amongst us. It was a lie. I swear to God, he's not amongst us. I beg your pardon for the lie I told you. Please forgive me. Ah!
Hail Sheikh Orais, Sharaf al-Mulk, Hoja Tolhag, Bou Alisina. Welcome to Ray and accept the greetings of Emir Majdadawle, the son of Fakhruddawle, Abudes Emir of Ray. Emir, thank God, Sheikh Orais arrived in Ray safely and wasn't caught by the Sultan Mahmud.
He is dead. He was not suffering from any illness but greed and avarice, which took their toll on him.
One is on the throne.
Someone will take it.
We've been after Bu Ali for years, and in every city, whole country he arrived in, we were there before him.
But we just didn't catch him.
Can you ask the Sultan to excuse me, please, from the mission?
I've asked him over and over again. Bu Ali for Sultan Mahmud is like Siavash for Afrasiab. He won't let him go. He continues to ask for him to find him.
What will he do with Bu Ali when he gets a hold of him? Does he want to slaughter him? Why did he come? Why did Emir Majdudale come to ask him for Bu Ali?
Calm down. We can ask the Sultan to excuse us from the mission. But we have suffered a lot.
I'm eager to see him face to face, you know.
Do you mean the Emir?
I mean Bu Ali Sina.
Do we still have to wait so long?
Emir Majdor Dole is just a child. We'll have to pay homage to him too.
Not to him, but to the throne.
Why didn't he come then?
You seem impatient.
Because I know they won't give us Bo Ali, that's why.
We just do our duty. That is all.
Swear that you'll spare me all those grueling journeys, please.
I don't swear.
Hail, Emir Majdor Dole.
Hail you, elderly men from Ghazna.
Hail, Emir Majdor Dole and Hakim Bo Ali Sina.
He looks the same as his portrait I saw.
It seems you've come to take Hakim Bo Ali with you to Ghazna, to Sultan Mahmud's court.
Yes, if you do give him to us, sir.
Yes. To hail the Emir and invite Bo Ali to the Ghaznid court.
Go on, invite him then.
Well, the last time we had the pleasure of seeing you,
you were hanging from tree branches.
Yes, I remember well. And now destiny has brought me to Majdor Dowley's court. Does your sultan still want me?
Yes. We have not accomplished our mission yet. O Sheikh, if you come to the court of your own accord.
I'm sorry. I have no intention of traveling back to where I've come from.
We're too weak and old to complete our mission, sir.
I cannot. I must not come.
Long live Sayyede Malik Khatun, the Lady of Ray and the mother of His Excellency, Emir Majdor Dowle.
The great Sultan, the Turkish Sultan, has sent us to the land of Besant Ray for you, sending his regards.